This is not a time to concede. This is not a time to concede, saith the Lord. Neither is it a time to give up or change your confession. Neither is it a time to take your eyes off the prize, saith the Spirit of grace. For my prize distinctly is this, the harvest of the souls of the earth, saith the Lord. Need I remind you, but I will remind you again, that I birthed the heart of Christianity in the midst of tyranny, saith the Spirit of grace. I launched it in a generation in which there was no freedom by the government nor freedom by the church for those that were being born into the kingdom. And I chose such a time as that, that no generation that would ever come could ever look back and say, but the church was birthed without persecution. The church was birthed and went forth in the midst of a great freedom that was given to them by man. But as your prototype walked in the midst of persecution and won the battle spiritually, I say to you even today that your authority does not come from getting your eyes off the prize, but your authority comes by setting your continual attention upon one that is your high priest, which is in heaven. And above all things, he seeks for the harvest of the earth. The revival, as I have said, dictates the change of a nation, not an election, not anything in the natural. The natural does not predicate or put into effect. Where many in my church are missing it is that they are not warring out of the Spirit, and they have changed the words of their mouth. Continue to war out of the Spirit and continue to stay focused upon me, saith the Spirit of the Lord, and the harvest. But even in natural things, I would say to you, war. Continue to speak the end result. Do not concede what my very best is for this nation. And lift up your president that he does not concede before his time. That his arms are lifted up. Continue to be Aaron's and hers in the spirit to lift him up. But you do yourself an injustice of authority when you turn and put all of your heart wrenching that the freedom will come by whoever stands in office. Continue to say inside of you, as the three Hebrew sons of faith listed in my word, even if he does not deliver me from the fiery furnace, be it known unto you, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we will not bow. Your authority does not come by taking your eyes off the prize, but continue to make first my harvest, my authority, knowing that I can change all things even to this present hour out of that authority. Stay in that place where all authority comes, saith the Spirit of the Lord. This thing is not over, both in the spirit and the natural, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we worship you, Lord. You're the way maker. In our lives, you made a way through Jesus for us to be born out of this world, out of the spirit of darkness, into the kingdom of your dear Son. The greatest of all miracles, Father, we can never, ever exhaust, come to the end of the place of how worthy you are to receive praise through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the born again spirit. Thank you, Jesus, that you set light in the midst of darkness and brought us into that kingdom. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you. Now, Father, we speak as is our authority to speak in the earth. The ability for us to be able to know our significance and against impossible earthly odds, continue to speak. Lord, I thank you that as surely as any part of your word is true, the book of Exodus and recording that the children of Israel stood in front of an entire ocean, an entire sea. At their backs was an impossible odds of an army that was there pursuing them. Impossible, impossible. Only a fire of God separated them from total consumption. And Lord, beyond all possibilities, you opened up an entire ocean. The word tells us that they walked across on dry land. And when the Egyptians essayed to do and come across, Lord, you completely destroyed the armies of Pharaoh. Lord, some of our greatest war stories in the word came to a place of impossibility. Daniel went into the lion's den. He was not kept from it. The three Hebrew children went into the fire. They were not kept from it. The edict that was signed in Esther's day went out into the nation. It was already made law. And yet, Lord, you found a way to reverse it all. And so, Father, at this, what seems to be 11:59 and a half, we call upon you and we continue to speak and we say, Lord God, that our confessions live before the Lord. The things that we have spoke into existence, we continue to speak. And Lord, we call up a righteous standard in this nation and a righteousness into the White House and a righteousness, Father, even at this hour, Lord, these things can be still set at naught and reversed, and God have his 100% will. And this we declare in the earth. We call it done. We continue to speak against all impossibility and believe you for the impossible, because you are a God of the impossible. This is the God that we serve, a God of the impossible. Possible things are for weak. Possible things are for Christians who don't believe. For all the odds to be for you, and then you to choose faith is a very weak position. But ours is to stand by day and by night and say, God, as you were in the old, so are you are in the new. The same God that raised Christ from the dead shall also bring forth great victory. We continue to speak against the odds, against the impossibilities. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We'll get ready to do it again. Because I don't know where this service is going. I certainly didn't plan on prophesying that this morning. I tell you this. Let me just say this before we listen to this and worship through this again. Here's some instructions which you already know. The Lord has restricted me almost completely from watching any news right now. Don't believe any, not even Fox. Okay, not even Fox. Okay, I was reading this week, and it just in my Bible reading, it's just I wasn't searching for this. I was just reading for it. I believe it was the Lord preparing me. But in 2 Samuel chapter 16, I think it starts in 15, it's 16, but it's the great story of David's, it's the lowest time of David's life, the lowest. He was the king of Israel, the best king that Israel ever had, the only really sanctified king that he ever had. He did commit adultery, he did murder, but he sought repentance with everything inside of him. He said, "Against you and you alone, O Lord. Don't take your Holy Spirit away from me." That's what he didn't want, the kingdom. He wanted God. Don't take your Holy Spirit. God. We war in the Spirit, Lord. We war in the Spirit, Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. But the lowest point of his life, he was leaving Jerusalem, trying to escape with only his palace guard around him, because his son had betrayed him and had convinced half of Israel to take the kingdom away from David. He fled. The Bible says all the people that were with him wept as they crossed the Kidron Brook and went up the Mount of Olives. On his way, fleeing, trying to get out, a man named Shimei came forth. And he was of the house of Saul. And the Bible says as he went along the highway, as David went along the highway, that he threw rocks at him and cursed him and threw dust at him. And his palace guard begged him to let them go and kill him. And he said, "No, perhaps God will bring me again." Shimei cursed him as far as he could see him and said, "You're getting what you deserve now, you bloody man. Your kingdom is taken away from you." The end of the story was, within the next few days, there was a great battle fought. And David's men won, and David's crown was restored to him. And as he went back the same highway that he came, Shimei came out and fell down at his feet then and begged, "Please, forgive me." Well, his heart probably wasn't right, but the fear was. What are you saying all that for? And David did. David took mercy on him. David didn't kill him. He said, "There's been enough bloodshed. Why do you say all this?" Right now as I speak, there's a lot of Shimeis in the church. Not just in the world, but in the church. They're in the parts of media that were once for our president. They're in the parts of even in his own party. People love to see a winner, and they'll turn their backs when they think they're defeated, and their true hearts come out. Mark this, I'll tell you this, no matter what, wherever this goes, mark this. However you see Christians speaking right now, that's the true them. That's what's in their heart. I don't care if they act like that they were with us all along. Whatever they begin to speak now betrays their heart. It witnesses their heart. A lot of Shimeis are speaking right now. And some people are even, you know, listen. Do you love? Yes, absolutely. I've prayed for the other people. But Christians will right now even begin to rationale in their mind, and they say, "Well, maybe they'll get saved, and maybe this and that, the other." Let me tell you something about that. That was the same thing that I heard Christians say when Barack Obama came into office. He's just going to get, maybe he'll get saved and it won't be like, listen, those 8 years were never changed. Let me tell you something about this. Let me tell you something about when the wicked win, they're only emboldened. In other words, it just makes them feel like they were right in their cause. The only way that a wicked man will ever turn is when he is defeated and it's shown in his face. Paul would have continued to be Saul had he not been knocked off his high horse. Nebuchadnezzar would have continued to be the vicious villain that he was unless God took his mind and he went out into the wilderness. The wicked doesn't change by victories. That just makes them more of who they are. Don't believe the lie that, well, don't you believe that somebody could? Yes, but I'll tell you, whatever somebody is, when they win something, it only pours gasoline. It emboldens them. It makes them more of who they are. It doesn't begin to steer them in a path of salvation. Am I doing good, somebody? Glory to God. Let's play it again, Marty. And again, I heard the word of the Lord like you. I did not plan that. The Lord wants us to know this, that we cannot put an election before the word and before revival. Because our authority comes out of Him. We've not stood for 25 years in prayer. Our standing has been on the Word of God, not on who is in the office in 2021. But out of keeping our authority on Him, the best possible shot we've got is to keep our eyes on Him, on Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I heard those words this morning along with you that He said this. I loved it when I heard it. The church was not birthed. Do you know the history of the church? Of course you do if you've read the book of Acts. It was under tyranny. Caesar was a dictator. There was no chance because there was no vote. There was no vote. And then the church of the day is what killed Jesus. So there was no freedom and there was no way, there was no Senate to appeal to. Thank God that even now, even in what we see, it looks like the Senate saved. That's a big speed bump. At least that's a speed bump already. But let's pray. Let's just worship. Homer, I want you to come and pray in just a minute. I want you to listen, pray a prophetic prayer, whatever, how God leads you. But Father, right now, we lift up. Let your church go into intercession, Lord. The true Israel of God. The true Israel of God in the church, inside the church, the church that's inside the church. Those who know you, place upon them the burden of intercession, Lord. God, hear the prayers. See the blood of the innocent, Lord. Once again, see the blood of the innocent. Father, I remind you that if Lot would have had such odds as this, that almost 50% has against even bogus counting, still you would have saved Sodom and Gomorrah for just 10%. Now we stand in a place where your Spirit alone has raised up a standard. Remember the blood of the innocent, Lord. Father, give grace to our president. Lord, don't let him tap out. Don't let him tap out until the last court case is settled. The last door is shut. The last no is said. Lord, there are Christians that believe, concede, and will have peace. They are deceived. They are deceived. Lord, record in heaven, put it on my record that I claim and stand until the day in which, Lord God, you say enough is enough. But I believe all things are possible. And I believe in a victory in all these things. In Jesus' name. Let's just worship through one more song, and then I'm going to have Homer come and pray. Stand with us. If you get tired, just be seated. This is unusual service. It's not planned like this. You can't plan these kind of days. Let's just worship just a little bit more, or a whole lot more. Homer, come and pray. Come and pray. Or exhort. Or both. Or prophesy. You can sit or stand. It doesn't matter. I'm going to stand over here with these guys. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. I know, and you know, and Pastor knows, Mr. Trump, it's not perfect. We know that, don't we? Pastor said it from the pulpit. I've said it. But I have a CD player. And that CD player, it plays CDs. And I've heard the Book of Kings. And I've heard the Book of Chronicles. God saved through an imperfect person. If you don't see that, if you don't have that image, your knowledge of the Scripture is limited. In comparison, we know that he's imperfect, but in comparison, I mean a big but, big but, in comparison to a platform that says up to the 9th month, man, even outside of the womb, that a baby has no rights. If you cannot see that as a seasoned, born again believer, something is wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. It is the will of our Father. I do not know Mr. Trump personally. There are several issues that I could talk to you about to back up what I feel in my heart. But the number one thing, and Pastor Bonk just spoke it and prayed it, is the lives of innocent babies. When the nation of Israel was judged the severest, they were offering up babies to the fire, to Molech. And they were judged to the extreme. The platform that wants to be here and run this country says there's nothing wrong with offering up a baby. If that doesn't stir you, as a person that's come to this church, you are not born again. You do not have the light of God inside of you. If you come here week in and week out, it is the will of our Father. It is His will. I don't even have to pray about it. I know the Scripture. It's His will that 700,000 babies have the right to live. It is His will. With or without your vote. It's unanimous in heaven. It's unanimous in the eyes of my Father and in His Son. It's unanimous. I know he's not perfect. But in comparison, he's an angel. Are you with me? I know he's not perfect, but in comparison to 700,000 deaths a year of little teeny weeny babies, he's an angel. So Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Do you know, in the days of Israel, it got so bad that next to the house of God, they built a temple for the Sodomites, next to the temple of God. If you don't think this country is headed in that direction, something doesn't happen, you are in error. Read your Bibles, man. Read your Bibles. Pray in the Holy Ghost like never before. This is a critical, critical, critical time. I cry that millions of babies have been killed. Millions. Since 1974, millions, millions have been slaughtered. If you can't see that right now, this man is God's best. In my opinion, according to my knowledge of the scripture, something's wrong with you. Culture goes to the curb. Narrative goes to the curb. It's non-existent. The only thing relevant is his word. What an awesome service so far. So I'm going to pray, and I'm sure we're going to go back into worship again. This is his will. This is his will. It's his will that Roe versus Wade be overturned. If you can't see that coming to this church, you are not born again. Get mad at me if you want to. I don't care. If you come in here and you've heard his pulpit, and if you got a godly conscience, because it's written in your heart, thou shalt not murder. It's there. At the moment of regeneration, that was tattooed in your heart and in your mind. I've said things conceding somewhat. That's why I began to weep in the back. I've said things conceding, knowing that what God wants, but still giving up hope because of Fox News. A couple days ago, I said to myself, that's enough of Fox News already. I concluded that 2 days ago. That's enough. So I was overwhelmed when Pastor said that. I said, yes and amen. Before I pray, God saved Israel through imperfect people many times. And he's not about to stop now. Amen, Mr. Ralph. He's not about to stop now, so we cannot stop. The Holy Ghost spoke through our pastor to a T, and it hit a spot in me because I was walking in doubt. So, Father, in Jesus' name, thy will be done. We will not cease. Forgive us. Forgive me, Father, for my doubt. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Father, as your son and as your servant, for believing the news, Lord. Forgive me. Wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. Wash me, my Lord. But in Jesus' name, Father, your will be done. Angels of God, take your place. Father, we pray that in Jesus' name, if there's been things, irregularities, I pray in Jesus' name that they be made manifest. You are on the side of righteousness, Lord. I pray that in Jesus' name, that everything be manifested, Father. That every single thing be manifested in Jesus' name. Nothing hidden from either side, but absolute truth, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We stand, Father. We stand for the innocent. We stand for the innocent. We stand for the innocent. So we, Lord, we speak the end result. We call it done. In Jesus' name. Forgive us our doubt, Lord. May we kick culture to the curb. Complete eradication of culture in our mind, Father. Just completely eradicate it, Father God. May we just see the gospel and live this life according to the law of liberty, Father. We worship you and I praise you, Father. You're so worthy and you're so holy. And I thank you for your will. I thank you that words have power and we speak the end result. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Amen.
Perfect words. Perfect words. Some instructions from the Holy Spirit. One, you've heard, don't divorce yourself from almost all news. I just, it's amazing. I've been away from it, and I thought I'd just check Google a little bit this morning. I felt the poison. The moment that I read just a couple captions, I felt the poison go into my, it was like feeling poison. So you're better off to just almost completely stay in the Word, stay in the Word, stay in the Word. There's been a lot of prophets that have prophesied a re-election. I'm not backpedaling, I'm just saying this, and this is not a disclaimer. You have not heard in the 2020 prophecies, nor any of the subsequent prophecies that the Lord said directly through me that President Trump will win the re-election. The only reason why I'm saying that is not to backpedal, is to say this. The Lord conspicuously did not, and I did not choose, but the Lord conspicuously did not tag the revival explicitly with the election, so that in all cases that the enemy could not take us down to the wire, and if something beyond our knowledge now took place, that he could use that and say, oh, but you said, and if that didn't happen, neither will the revival. So the Lord has conspicuously kept those two apart, always telling us this is where your authority's at, and this can change that. That's where you stay. That's where you stay. I would say continue to war. Paul said war were the prophecies that went before you. If you have a trusted prophet that you've proven, take those words and continue. I mean, if explicitly concerning the election, take those. But also I would say this. Don't just, especially in these days, it's all right to receive a word of encouragement. And I've received several words of encouragement from different prophecies I've heard. But I would not say continue to just go and search from pillar to post every kind of encouragement you can get. The best encouragement you can get is to stay in the presence of God. Amen. And to stay in His Word. And it's out of that that we'll do our best warfare. I believe all things are possible, and I believe through faith this thing will be changed and turned around. Listen, it can't be certified until the middle of next month, and even then, certifications can be reversed. So don't give up. Don't tap out. Somebody says, what's that mean? You know, one of these fights, and I don't go to them, but in this situation, don't tap out. If you wake up in ICU, let them tell you what happened at the end of the fight. But don't start giving your words to somebody. Well, we thought it was gonna. What? Come on, man. Just shut up. Just be quiet. And if you've done anything less, and I'm checking my heart as Homer's praying, I'm saying, Lord, cleanse me. Father, forgive me if there's any, just an inkling of where I'm not supposed to be standing. Somebody said, well, that's foolishness. This, who could believe that a man, after 3 days in a tomb, could raise from the dead? Your faith stands in impossible things. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Listen, we're not going to have church tonight because we're under a tropical storm warning. I think the day goes on, it may get worse. I say in Jesus' name, Ada, is that her name? Dissipate in Jesus' name. You know, we don't need all that. Glory be to God. So you'll be given all, so you don't have to travel while she's over Cuba right now and coming into the Florida Straits. But late tonight, they say. But we command it dissipated in the name of Jesus. And we call this election reversed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Please, today, we're going to worship a little bit more, but I'm going to ask you, before you leave this building today, not to forget your church in giving. Okay? I'm not going to disrupt right now. These were awesome, you know, what we've heard from the Lord and that prayer and that exhortation we just heard. And we're still going to worship. I just want to read this psalm to you. This comes from some of our family was sent to me, some of our family in Georgia that's part of our church that's probably watching this. I'm sure they're watching this morning, I should say. They said they're claiming this in their house, and I believe this is a perfect psalm. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer, preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of lying snares privately. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glorify you, Father. As we close this service and I bless the people, Lord, that we just remember what Homer shared, that, Lord, that if there's any of us, even those that are watching, that have begun to let their faith go and their words go, Father, cleanse them, cleanse us, forgive us, wash us. You need our authority. You need it to be pristine. It doesn't need to be mixed up with one moment saying one thing and another moment saying another. Father, in the name of Jesus, cleanse us, wash us, use us, use our authority, and we're going to see a victory. We give you all the praise and glory. I bless this body and all those that are watching in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of the one that is the Lord, sovereign Lord of the church, Jesus our Lord, and I give you all the praise and glory. I bless them now in Jesus' name. Thank you for coming. Thank you for giving. If you have something to give, bring it forward this morning. Blessings.